Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, May 21, 2024 is Mary Anning. Mary Anning, May 21, 1799, March 9, 1847, was an English fossil collector, dealer, and paleontologist who became known around the world for the discoveries she made in Jurassic marine fossil beds in the cliffs along the English Channel at Lyme Regis in the county of Dorset in southwest England. Anning's findings contributed to changes in scientific thinking about prehistoric life and the history of the Earth. Anning searched for fossils in the area's Blulias and Charmouth mudstone cliffs, particularly during the winter months when landslides exposed new fossils that had to be collected quickly before they were lost to the sea. Her discoveries included the first correctly identified ichthyosaur skeleton when she was 12 years old, the first two nearly complete plesiosaur skeletons, the first pterosaur skeleton located outside Germany, and fish fossils. Her observations played a key role in the discovery that coprolites, known as bezoar stones at the time, were fossilized feces, and she also discovered that belemnite fossils contained fossilized ink sacs like those of modern cephalopods. Anning struggled financially for much of her life. As a woman, she was not eligible to join the Geological Society of London, and did not always receive full credit for her scientific contributions. However, her friend, geologist Henry de la Beche, who painted Duria Antiquier, the first widely circulated pictorial representation of a scene from prehistoric life derived from fossil reconstructions, based it largely on fossils Anning had found and sold prints of it for her benefit. Anning became well known in geological circles in Britain, Europe, and America, and was consulted on issues of anatomy as well as fossil collecting. The only scientific writing of hers published in her lifetime appeared in the Magazine of Natural History in 1839. An extract from a letter that Anning had written to the magazine's editor questioning one of its claims. After her death in 1847, Anning's unusual life story attracted increasing interest. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 032 UTC on Tuesday, May 21, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Mary Anning. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Kimberly Neural.